Welcome to the audio lecture of Psychology 206. Social Psychology, Lecture 2. This audio is brought to you by schooldrillers.com to make learning more flexible for DLC learners. At this end of this session, you should be able to understand and define and use correctly all of the keywords below. 1. Groups. 2. Norms. 3. Roles. 4. Relations. And also, the importance of group behavior. Let's get started. Lecture 2, Group Behavior. Introduction. Human beings, like all large primates, are group living animals who influence and must get along with others. You are expected to exhibit a group behavior being a member of a particular group in our society. Group members tend to interact, influence each other, and share a common identity. They have a number of emergent qualities that distinguish them from aggregates. 1. Norms are implicit rules and expectations for group members to follow, for example saying thank you, shaking hands. 2. Roles are implicit rules and expectations for specific members within the group, for example the oldest sibling, who may have additional responsibilities in the family. 3. Relations, patterns of liking within the group, and also differences in prestige or status, for example, leaders, popular people. Temporary groups and aggregates share few or none of these features, and do not qualify as true social groups. People waiting in line to get on a bus, for example, do not constitute a group. 2. Importance of groups. Groups are important not only because they offer social support, resources, and a feeling of belonging, but because they supplement an individual's self-concept. To a large extent, people define themselves by their group memberships. Groups also affect performance and productivity. The followings are some of the behavior. 1. Social facilitation. The presence of other people sometimes facilitates human performance and sometimes hinders it, but in predictable ways. Research in the area of social facilitation has shown that the presence of others is arousing, and that arousal increases people's tendencies to do what they are already predisposed to do. On easy tasks, people are predisposed to respond correctly, and so increasing this tendency facilitates performance. In contrast, on novel or difficult tasks, people are not predisposed to respond correctly, and so arousal hinders performance by making it more likely that they will respond incorrectly. A number of clever experiments have indicated that it is the mere presence of others that leads to social facilitation effects, although other factors, including evaluation apprehension, can intensify them. Moreover, distraction conflict theory explains social facilitation by noting that awareness of another person can distract an individual and create a conflict between attending to the other person and to the task at hand, a conflict that is itself arousing. 2. Social loafing. This is the tendency to exert less effort on a group task when individual contributions cannot be monitored. In other words, social loafing is the tendency of individuals to slack when working in a group. Social loafing is common when the task is considered unimportant and individual contributions are not easy to see. 3. Individuation. This is a tendency for large groups of people to sometimes transform into unruly mobs. This may happen because the anonymity and diffusion of responsibility that are often felt in large groups can lead to a mental state of de-individuation in which one is less concerned with the future, with normal societal constraints on behavior, and with the consequences of one's actions. The de-individuated state of getting lost in the crowd stands in marked contrast to how people normally feel, which is quite individually identifiable. Self-awareness theory maintains that focusing attention on the self will lead to individuation and, in turn, careful deliberation and concern with how well one's actions conform to internal moral standards. Most people overestimate how much they personally stand out and are identifiable to others, a phenomenon known as the spotlight effect. 4. Groupthink. This is the tendency for members of cohesive groups to deal with the stress of making highly consequential decisions by pursuing consensus more vigorously than a critical analysis of all available information. Groupthink has been implicated in the faulty decision-making that has led to a number of policy fiascos. Group decision-making is affected by how cohesive a group is, how directive its leader is, and in-group pressures that can lead to self-censorship or the tendency for people to refrain from expressing their true feelings or reservations in the face of apparent consensus on the part of the other group members. Exchanging views with fellow group members can lead to more extreme decisions and make they are alone. People more extreme in their attitudes. When groups make riskier decisions than individuals, the risky shift has occurred. 5. Group polarization. Group discussion tends to create group polarization, whereby initial leanings in a risky direction tend to be made more risky by discussion and initial leanings in a conservative direction tend to be made more conservative. Group polarization is produced through persuasive arguments, in that a larger pool of information and arguments are made available to all group members. It is also produced through social comparison. People from cultures that place a high value on risk are more likely to make risky decisions after group discussion than people from cultures that do not value risk as highly. Polarization is a particularly common outcome in homogeneous groups, something we noted may be a particular problem in the modern world, as people are likely to read newspapers and watch news programs that fit their pre-existing views. This polarization may be further reinforced through communication on the internet, which makes it increasingly easy for people to exchange information solely with those who share their opinions. We have come to the end of Lecture 1 of this course. Now that this study session has introduced to you the concept referred to as group, and areas such as qualities that distinguish real groups from aggregates and some concepts of group behaviors. Try in your own knowledge to explain group behavior and the importance of groups. This exercise would award you confident in exam. For more audio, visit www.schooldrillers.com.